Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, everybody. The crook Dr. Oz has weighed in on Tiger. He's going to be fine, according to Dr. Oz, because he has mental fortitude.
Oh.
That'd be good. Do I have mental fortitude, Lisa?
I think you do. You do.
I don't have a memory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Every day I go out and I play golf with new people down here in Florida, write their names down. I haven't got it right once. You know, I just call everybody Mel now. I kind of gave up. What's up, Mel? I shot Mel.
Woo.
Yeah, and then it's Brian. I'm not even Jewish. Where do you get Mel? But, hey, whatever. Dr. Oz, God, he bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
He's just one of the, if, yeah.
One of my old roommates actually used to produce his show, and she would come home and, like, the things that he would feature on the show, she would test out on us first. So, like, every day she was coming home with, like, a different little diet thing. Or
he got into big trouble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those, well, because he took money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not legit. Well, it's magic medicine. You know, that's what he talks, you know. He started out as a consultant to Oprah, but then he sold his soul, you know. So instead of just telling people how to stay healthy, he starts selling, you know, junk, just like Tom Brady.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like that Tom Brady does that either.
But that's the thing with Dr. Oz. When he started, he was really good because he would break down and simplify medicine and health. And then he started selling out to companies and only professing certain products that he was getting paid for. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, do you know what I say on the 18th hole?
So long, Mel. Have a good trip.
I saw that coming.
Yeah. Pretty good. What else? Is there something else I should know about besides Tiger Woods? The Billie Eilish documentary?
That's coming out.
Is she another one? I don't know. Like, you know, we talked about Demi Lovato, who's famous for being a mess. Is Billie Eilish a mess? I didn't know that.
She's had some struggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's openly talked about it, too.
Some, like, body issue struggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the matter with her body?
Well, she says that she wears, like, really baggy clothes, and she sometimes, you know, gets trolled online.
Yeah, she has body dysphoria.
Dysmorphic.
She says, but she said that she's always struggled with it, and that's why she likes wearing baggier clothes.
Right.
Because that way she doesn't have to deal with people.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey, Maddie, it's Billie Eilish. Congratulations on 40 years on the air at Kiss 108.
That's so cool.
I like the space that she's at in now, though. I've watched a couple of her, like, recent Vogue interviews and stuff. She's cute.
Billie wants to know what's under the baggy clothes.
Well, I know one thing. Those baggy clothes are very expensive.
They're all Gucci.
Yeah.
Head to toe Gucci.
Yeah, she's endorsed by all the top designers.
Yep.
Hey, you know how, like, every year there's a different look? You know, they thought I was reading, like, the skinny jeans are out now or in or out or I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But with the pandemic, nobody went anywhere for a year. So are we behind in the latest clothes? Like,
well,
everybody just wore sweatpants for the last year.
Yeah, sweats have been big. That actually hasn't gone away.
Well, no, sweats are sweats. They're never going to go away.
But they became kind of fashionable.
Mm-hmm. So now you wear sweats out of the house?
Yep, you can wear sweats with heels.
I always wear leggings.
Blazer.
What's interesting is the leggings, the skin-tight leggings thing, I never thought that would be careful now, Matt. I never thought that regular... there's no way to say this without being offensive, but I'll say it anyway. There was a time when you had to have a certain look. There's no way I can do this. Well, who cares? There was a time to wear those kinds of, what do you call them? The skin tight things.
The leggings.
The leggings. and if you had a certain look, and then it became all women wore them.
Right.
They're very comfortable.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us,
we're not
used to that.
We're a community of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, and we're not worried about how you feel about it. We want to feel good in what we're wearing.
I think there's a song about it, come to think of it.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Okay, that's quite enough.
Hey, Lise, are skinny jeans out?
Well, according to the Gen Zers, they are.
Yeah, it was a whole millennial
Gen Z conversation. Side parts are out.
I've lost that already.
Okay, the side part thing needs to go away.
Okay. What are you? All right, so Bex is what?
I'm a millennial.
She's a millennial.
You're a millennial.
I'm in the millennial.
So who's younger than you?
Like the college, like my goddaughter Haley, who just graduated from college. She's like 21.
That's a Z or a Z?
Gen Z.
Z?
Yeah.
That's Z.
Yeah.
But there's another one. Okay, baby boomers. Is there something between millennials and baby boomers?
Yeah, that would be me. That's like Gen X.
All right, so your ex,
yep.
She's millennial, yep. And then Z are the young ones.
Right.
Yes. Like college kids.
Yeah, the ones coming out of high school and into college.
And then there was this whole thing going around on TikTok about like all the things that millennials do that they didn't think we should do, like side parts. They wanted that to go away. Skinny jeans, they wanted that to go away. So there are a lot of things, and it was like this little back and forth. That was
I'm more interested in the category. So the young ones are Z.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then it's millennials.
Yep.
Then it's X, and then baby boomers, like me and Bill. And if you're older than a baby boomer, you're dead. I got it. So Bill and I are halfway from baby boomer to death. So that's pretty good. Okay. It's time for right now. What's going on in your life right now, friends? Give me a call. 617-931-1108. And by the way, if you're bored, we have another segment of Matt and Marianne try to make a pizza in Billy's pizza oven. We got a new segment today on Instagram. I'm just saying, Maddie in the Morning. It's a follow-up to the one before. Okay, so call me, 617-931-1108. Also, we have a new Secret Sound. We got a lot going on today. Busy, busy.
Kiss 108, 25. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.